I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Cardinal Stage Company's production of E.B. White's Charlotte's Web is, as Bren Jones, playing the goose and the gander, would say, terrific. Director Liam Castellan has assembled a wonderfully versatile cast. Wilbur, the runt pig in the hands of Caleb Curtis, is a wonderfully sympathetic figure at the play's center. Somehow I never forgot that he was playing a pig, even when he spoke directly to us. Caitlin Edwards was wonderfully apathetic as Charlotte the Spider. Edwards is a wonderful aerialist, and each time she took to the silks to spell a new word, she had some different tricks as she described the process poetically. The arable children, Fern, who loves and saves Wilbur, and Avery, who tolerates him, are double cast with talented Harper Davis and Kate Williamson as Fern, and Darby Bowman and Sam Clark as her older brother. Tom Slater appears as the resolute father, John Arable, the reprehensible but charming Simon the Rat, and Louvie the gentle farmhand. Kenny Arnold II was a wonder, as Homer Zuckerman, who takes Wilbur in, as Uncle, Wilbur's massive blue ribbon-winning competitor at the fair, and as the bent-over, wise old sheep. I've mentioned Bryn Jones as the goose and the gander. She also appears as an enthusiastic county fair goer and as the nervous presenter of Wilbur's special prize. Cardinal's production of Charlotte's Web is upstairs at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, where Jeremy Smith has created a lovely and functional set with plenty of barn wood and hay bales for the farmyard, and then with lights, banners, and posters, a country fair feeling. Lighting designer Bridget Williams makes the day and night work, with sound designer Marcy Clovel throwing in a nice suggestion of the fireworks at the fair. My hat is off to Kayla Chislinski for the costuming and also to puppetry consultant Emily McGee for help with the goose and the gander. I'd love to get backstage to see how they got Bryn Jones in and out of the costume, and I'm betting there's some Velcro involved. So much for the technical details that underpin this heartfelt story. When I was in seventh grade, our English teacher read the book to us. It was a riveting story with the saving of Wilbur, and even we boys were a little misty-eyed over Charlotte's brave acceptance of her own rhythm of life. That a few of her 514 children stayed softened the blow, and the story's message that it's not often that someone comes along who's a true friend and a good writer helped a bit more. The Cardinal Stage Company's delightful production of Charlotte's Web plays through November 3rd at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.